Well, we're back now with side two of the third in the series of five-string banjo instruction tapes. And hopefully you've mastered that up-picking strum that we did on the first side of the tape so that we can go on to other things and not have to worry about concentrating on the strum so much that you can't think about anything else. I'm going to introduce something new now. Up until this point, we've been playing everything in the key of G. And it was nice and convenient because it was an open tuning, and we had our basic chord right there without having to do anything for it. But I'd like to switch now to the second most important tuning on the five-string banjo. Some people use this tuning more than any other, but together with the G tuning, this next tuning called C tuning is really very important to know. So this might be a good place to go on and learn the C tuning. We have to make one alteration on the banjo. We have to drop that fourth string, the D, down one whole step to a C, like this. And that should be one octave below your second string first fret. Now you should practice tuning that, because when you play in the G tuning, very often you're going to want to switch quickly to the C tuning, or vice versa, and it's a good idea to be able to do it quickly. Let's go back to the G tuning now. What we can do is get our pitch, the D, from the first string, and then tune the fourth string up to that. Okay, there's G tuning. Now let's drop it back down to C tuning and match it up with that second string first fret. Another way you can match it up is by fretting your fourth string at the seventh fret and seeing if it's in tune with the third string open. So here's what your C tuning would sound like if you were playing it open. Well, as you can hear, it's no longer an open chord. Now what we have to do is fret the strings with the left hand to make a chord. So if you take a look at the chord diagram, you'll see that my third finger is on the first string second fret, and my first finger is on the second string first fret, leaving the second or middle finger free, which is very important. So play it with those two fingers, and here's what the C chord sounds like now. Slowly from the first string . Now before we go on to the other chords in this key, I'd like to just explain something about why we have to use two different tunings. Now this is very important. Unlike the guitar, the five-string banjo doesn't really use an extra set of chords for every key that you're in. Now, as you know, if you play the guitar, you don't necessarily need the capo to play in E or in D or in G. You have different sets of chords for each of those different keys. But on the banjo, partly because of the way it's tuned, with that constant fifth string droning all the time, it's necessary to play in certain tunings, and it makes it very difficult to leave the banjo in the same tuning when you're playing in different keys. So when we're in the G tuning, for instance, what we do is make use of the capo and retune the fifth string when we want to change keys. Now let's say we're in the key of G, and we want to play, I'm going to get this back into G tuning briefly. If we want to play in the key of A, what we do is put a capo, which I always have on the end of my banjo down near the nut, or sometimes you can hang it from your strap of your banjo, just move the capo up 2 frets and retune the 5th string. Now I'm in the key of A. I do the same fingering, the same chords, for the key of A, the same strumming that I did for the key of G. If you want to play in the key of A sharp, another half step up, move up the capo to the 3rd fret. If you want to play in the key of B, move it up to the 4th and retune the 5th string again. Now, lately, people within the last few years, a little invention has been made that you can add to your 5-string banjo if you don't already have it, which is a capo for the 5th string. It's a little sliding gizmo. It comes in different shapes and different patterns, but the main thing is that you don't have to keep tuning up the 5th string with the peg, which might get it tuned so high that it breaks. So you've got a little separate capo just for the 5th string, which I have on my banjo, and you can hear it. I'm just sliding that. It goes up about as high as I would ever need it. So what you have here is you have the open G, you have G sharp, A, A sharp, and B all at your disposal. The next key after B is C, but it's very difficult to get that capo up to the C position, which is on the 5th fret, because of the little 5th peg right there. I mean, you can do it, you can get around that 5th peg, but it's more difficult. And you may as well go into another tuning, which means taking the capo all the way off, tuning the 4th string down, and now I'm in C, and then you can move that up with the capo to C sharp, D, D sharp, E, and the only key that it's difficult to play in this tuning is F, and you have to, and F sharp, which you have to kind of work around the 5th peg with the capo. So, for now, it's very important to know both of those tunings, and later on we'll get to other tunings. There's a D tuning, there's an open C tuning, and so forth. But that's why it's necessary to be able to switch back and forth very quickly from the G tuning to the C tuning, so you can play in most keys without any difficulty. Okay, now getting back to C tuning, once again we have the C chord. Fret it and play it with me. Now, if you take a look at the chord diagrams that I've sent along with this lesson, you'll see the other chords in the key of C. And I think it's very important now that you try them out. I'll go over them once with you briefly, but I don't want to spend too much time on that because I think there are more important things for me to do in the time we have on the tape. So let's just play the G chord together, which just means using your 2nd finger or your 1st finger on the 4th string to raise that back up a whole step into a G chord. So when you have that finger down on the 4th string 2nd fret, it's the same tuning as you were when you were in the open tuning. That's G. Now you can see to make a G 7th, you add your pinky to the 1st string 3rd fret. That's your 5-7 chord. Very important. Try going back to C. Now try your F chord. Leave your 1st finger where it is. Put your 2nd finger on the 3rd string 2nd fret, sort of like the D 7th chord in the G tuning, and put your pinky down on the 1st string 3rd fret. Now you have your F chord. Okay, now practice changing. These are your basic chords in this key. So you have C, F, G7th, C. And try to be aware of which notes are the same from one chord to the other, because it'll help you facilitate your switching faster. For instance, if you look at the C chord and the F chord, your 1st finger doesn't move. It's in the same place. If you're going from F to G7th, your pinky doesn't move. Stays on the 1st string 3rd fret. So that should help a little bit. And of course, there's no better way to learn how to change chords than to play some songs with it. So let's get right to some songs. Now, of course, it might be necessary for you to stop here and practice the strum that we did on the other side, the up-picking strum, with these chords. Practice changing until you have the coordination between the two. Practice getting clean notes with your index finger and a nice smooth strum going. Pick those notes out until you get some good patterns. And you'll find that as you play, the more you pick out those individual notes, the more certain patterns will emerge that you know will make nice harmony notes for while you're singing. Okay, now back to the songs. As I've said before, one of the difficult things about this is that there are so many songs that can be done with just these three chords and this picking pattern that it's difficult for me to figure out which ones to do with you. So I think maybe I'll just give you a taste of a few different songs to give you a feeling of how you can use this on your own. Then hopefully you'll take this strum and these chords and learn them well enough so that you can go out and either pick up songbooks or off of records or just pick out your own favorite songs by ear and try playing them. Now, the key of C happens to be a low key for me, so I'm going to put my capo up on the 4th fret, raise my 5th string up, and now if I finger the C chords and play the same right-hand strum that I would be doing anyway, I'm in the key of E. So this is going to be in the key of E. If you want to play along, get your capo out and put it up on the 4th fret and raise your 5th string accordingly. Otherwise, if you don't have a capo yet, you can just listen to these songs and then try to do them on your own in the key of C. Let's start out with a song that you probably know. I ask my love to take a walk, just to walk a little way. As we walk, we'd have a talk about our coming wedding day. So only say that you'll be mine. You know others' arms entwine down beside where the waters flow. Shot his Delia, 'twas on a Christmas night. First time he shot her, she bowed her head and died. Delia's gone one more round, Delia's gone one more round, Delia's gone one more round, Delia's gone. Sent for the doctor came too late. Send for the minister to lay out Delia straight. Delia's gone one more round. Delia's gone. Delia's gone one more round. Delia's gone. How about something a little faster like this? Now this might take some more practice with your right hand to get it going this fast. Cindy in the summertime, Cindy in the fall. If I don't get my Cindy gal, I won't have none at all. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. You ought to see my Cindy, she's living way down south. She's so sweet, the honeybees just swarm around her mouth. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, yeah. I'll marry you someday. Oh, let's see. How about something in three-quarter time? Once again, you've got to be able to switch.
I never will marry. I'll be no man's wife. I expect to stay single all the days of my life. Seashore, the wind did whistle, and the waters did roar. I heard a fair maiden make a pitiful sound. It sounded so lonesome.
So you can see how this strum, or these two different strums, and these chords can produce all kinds of nice music. Now, I'll go back to C. Move the capo down, lower the fifth string. Because there's one more technique I want to show you in this key. You know, on the other side of the tape, when we were playing in G, I showed you how to hammer on with this strum. Well, let's do the same thing in C. We're going to, once again, pick a note. This time it'll be the third string open. And then hammer on with your second finger. Now you're playing the C chord, and your second finger is free. So come down on that third string, second fret. Okay? Then complete the brush, thumb. Very even rhythm. One and two and. And then alternate that with your second string. Or you can alternate it with your fourth string. Here's the way it sounds all together. You can also hammer on the first string by lifting your third finger, coming down on the second fret. So try putting that to some songs. Only say that you'll be mine in no other's arms entwined, down beside where the waters flow, the banks of the Ohio. Well, that's about all we have time for on this tape. Try to keep working at a lot of different songs to get the coordination between your right hand strumming and your left hand chord changes. And then when you're ready, we'll go on to the next tape and get into some more complicated things in this style. So until then, this is Happy Traum. Keep picking that old banjo, and I'll be seeing you.